Hello, Doug Brown, doing some coverage of the situation with the BDS movement. That's the movement for boycott, divestment, and sanctions, to apply pressure on Israel over their abuse of Palestinian human rights and illegal occupation of Palestinian land. So last week in the Ontario legislature, there was a motion passed, and it was on anti-Semitism. Well, you can't argue with that, except they're defining anti-Semitism as BDS. So I've got on the line Tyler Levitin. He's a coordinator with Independent Jewish Voices. He's stationed in Ottawa. Tyler, are you there?
I am. Nice to be here.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. So, Tyler, I read the proceedings in Hansard, and actually, you know, at the start, there's nothing to argue about here, but then they bring in BDS as equivalent to anti-Semitism. Why is that?
Well, I think the reason is because BDS is actually an effective nonviolent tool to put pressure on the state of Israel into complying with international law. And Israel's apologists and Israel lobby groups in Canada are obviously disinterested in having any kind of pressure put on Israel. So instead of you know, engaging on the issue in an honest and open way, they choose to smear an entire movement of human rights activists as anti-Semitic in order to silence them and to discredit them in the eyes of the greater public.
It seems like an unreasonable tactic. Surely you can oppose a country's policies without being prejudicial against the citizens of that country or a certain, you know, of that religion, Judaism religion. So, anyways, getting back to the resolution, it doesn't mean much the way it's framed, because it was rather an informal resolution. It's a short paragraph, really. It has no legal implication. But in fact, personally, as a supporter of BDS myself, you feel kind of strange, you know, that our elected representatives in the Ontario legislature are really condemning people that are working, you know, for justice in Palestine.
Yeah, it's really concerning for everyone who supports not only justice in Palestine, but, you know, all Canadians and Ontarians who support free speech, because it's trying to stifle freedom of expression by labeling something as hateful and bigoted when it's nothing of the sort. It's based on principles of anti-racism and you know, human rights. The demands of the BDS movement are for Israel to end its illegal occupation and dismantle its illegal separation barrier, which includes an enormous wall that juts into Palestinian territory, divides Palestinians from their families, cuts them off from their farmlands, and effectively annexes this land to Israel. This is all contrary to international law and official Canadian policy. It also calls on Israel to treat its Palestinian citizens, which are 20% of Israel's population. That's excluding the occupied territories. It's calling on Israel to treat them with equality, to end this institutional discrimination against these citizens of Israel, which face roughly 50 discriminatory laws. And thirdly, it calls on Israel to respect the right of return, which is also in full compliance with international law. There were roughly 800,000 Palestinians who were ethnically cleansed in order for Israel to establish itself as a state back in 1948. And to this day, they have been, for the most part, living in refugee camps and kind of squalid conditions. And Israel refuses to, you know, acknowledge at all their existence, let alone discuss, the terms of, resettlement. and compensation and essentially respecting their rights as refugees like any other refugee community. So just to support those three demands in the eyes of the Ontario legislature is considered anti-Semitism based on this motion. As you say, it's just a motion, it's not a bill, so there's nothing legally binding, but I mean, it sends a very clear message that Ontario legislators are not they're not interested, really, in discussing this issue honestly and openly, that they actually hold hateful and discriminatory views towards Palestinians. They regard their rights as essentially non-existent. And they're willing to slander human rights activists and even, you know, large organizations in the province, such as QP Ontario, which endorsed the BDS movement, as hateful and bigoted. So, I mean, it's very, you know, unprofessional, undiplomatic, opposed to any kind of discussion, and is even an infringement on our right to freedom of expression in this province.
Yes, and just for the record, this passed 49 votes to 5. Well, that means half, more than half the legislators that were not there. The 5 votes against were all members of the NDP. No NDP member voted for it, but there were an awful lot away for the vote. All the votes for were Liberal and Conservative, including every member from Halton, where I live. There's 4 different ridings, and they all voted for it. Not a very fair motion, and I think it's disrespectful of people that are sincerely and nonviolently trying to bring justice to the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly it's a way to silence people. Basically, it's a way to to stop the discussion around trying to figure out a way to bring justice to the Middle East. And, we're very satisfied that the NDP has taken a positive stand in support of freedom of expression around this issue. They also were able to disconnect the issue of anti-Semitism from criticism of Israel. We'd like to see the NDP take a further step, though, and start calling for sanctions on Israel, to start calling on the Canadian government and also the Ontario government to stop, colluding with Israel, essentially, and its continued violation of human rights. Canada is actually quite complicit in violations of the Fourth Geneva Convention, specifically as it pertains to Canada Park, which is a project that was subsidized by Canadian taxpayers. It has Canada's name on it, but it was established by this organization called the Jewish National Fund of Canada, which has charitable status. So we underwrote that park, and it continues to be funded with tax-deductible dollars to this day. And this park is fully located in the occupied territories and is essentially annexing this land to Israel. So this is a park that's very much in violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which makes Canada in violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention. Canada has to stop participating with Israel in violations of international law, has to stop supporting Israel unquestioningly, which it is essentially doing through the Ontario and the federal government. And the NDP has a role to play in pressuring these governments to start applying sanctions on Israel. We put sanctions on over 21 other countries, targeted sanctions that are focused on trying to pressure Israel into complying with international law is not at all anti-Semitic. While our legislators are saying that it is, there's absolutely nothing anti-Semitic about it. And to even equate it with anti-Semitism is an insult to people who have suffered under genuine anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is being, you know, a hatred and discriminatory, you know, treatment and violence towards Jews based on the fact that they're Jews, based on their ethnicity or their religion. And there's a long and horrible history of anti-Semitism, and it does continue in Canada. But we cannot, we're doing an enormous disservice to the struggle against real anti-Semitism by conflating anti-Semitism with, you know, a criticism of Israel and putting nonviolent pressure on Israel to comply with international law through boycotts, divestments, and sanctions.
Yeah. Now, if we look south of the border, I've seen an item of the U.S. Senate recently unanimously passed an act called Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. And this is a report from Jewish Voice for Peace in the U.S. There's a few odd things about it. The first is this actually does have some legal meaning, and there would be some punitive measures brought to bear on people working on the BDS campaign. The puzzling thing to me is the whole political process of the states. The Senate unanimously passed an act. And apparently at the time there was no senators in the Senate. I don't know how their system works that way, but it's certainly strange. So, I think it raises the fear here that there might be an attempt to implement some legal measures against BDS right here in Canada.
Yeah, I can't really speak to that because, it's not something that's before us right now. But, I mean, we do know that with Bill 202, which is what was brought to the Ontario legislature back in May, there was, a real chance that it would have been essentially a crime to support BDS in Ontario. There would have been a blacklist created of individuals and organizations that support BDS. And those individuals and organizations would be boycotted by the Ontario government. They wouldn't be allowed to, obtain any contracts with the government. So that luckily didn't pass. It failed miserably, and that was a big blow to the Israel lobby and its agenda. But there's no doubt that they're interested. That several of these lobby groups, not all of them, are interested in trying to criminalize the BDS movement and other such criticisms of Israel. And we don't know, when this will happen, if ever. I think we just need to remain vigilant and keep monitoring what they're doing and keep making it clear that, there is a real battle against anti-Semitism, and it has nothing to do with, stifling criticism of a foreign government, and that ultimately this issue is, of trying to bring up anti-Semitism where it isn't warranted is a massive distraction from Israel's systematic violation of Palestinian human rights. That's the key issue here that, everyone is being distracted from, and we end up discussing instead whether or not activists are allowed to do what they do. We kind of lose sight of what the whole point of this is that we're trying to raise awareness about the plight of the Palestinians. So long as we continue to do that, and so long as we remain firm in our pronouncements of being against anti-Semitism and against violations of Palestinian human rights, I don't think we have anything to fear. These lobbyists will continue to try and play dirty and try and ultimately silence us, but they're going to lose all of the debates, any opportunity that there are going to be open debates about this. And if something is going to become law, if it's going to be a bill, then I think we can trust, I hope that we have enough faith in our democracy that it would be sufficiently debated and that ultimately there would be no bill that would criminalize civil society initiatives that put pressure on a foreign state.
Yes, and I'm wondering if there might even be a silver lining. I'm wondering if this extreme, unreasonable reaction is a sign that BDS is actually having impact.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what there is, the reason for all of this is. I think it's a response from these lobby groups that see that there's actually, quite a bit of success amongst BDS campaigns around the world. Just recently, G4S, which is one of the biggest corporations on earth, as a private security company, they decided to withdraw virtually all their investments in Israel. They manage a prison in Israel that is complicit in systematic human rights abuses, including torture. And they also play a role in the maintenance of the occupation in the occupied territories. So, you know, when we're focusing on specific targets that are very directly complicit in human rights violations, it's not difficult to get widespread civil society support. So long as we continue to do that, we're going to continue to gain victories, and the Israel lobby is going to be scrambling, and really all they can do to defend themselves is cry out anti-Semitism. It's a sign that they have no arguments. There's nothing that you can't really defend apartheid and all of these systematic human rights abuses committed by Israel. So the only weapon they have is trying to silence people through false claims of anti-Semitism. And, you know, these arguments that they have are being continually exposed. Every time they try and pass something, either a motion or a bill, there is a certain level of debate, even though the debate is quite limited. But, I mean, the public is able to see for themselves that there is no evidence of anti-Semitism. Of course, in the Palestine Solidarity Movement, there are some anti-Semitic people. In any movement, there's anti-Semitic people. In the Conservative Party, in the Liberal Party, there are going to be some anti-Semitic people. But the movement itself is not motivated by anti-Semitism. That's the issue. The movement is motivated by a desire for equal rights for Palestinians. And to say otherwise is being, at best, disingenuous. But what it's really aimed at doing is silencing people. It's silencing dissent against a foreign government's human rights violations.
Yes, I entirely agree with that, Tyler. Well, Tyler, thanks so much for joining us today. And it's an important issue, and we're going to keep covering it. And we'll be back in a moment with some more programming from Unusual Sources.